for farmers who have expensive machinery and equipment in their yards and sheds, burglary and theft are a constant and a significant concern because they're very, very expensive. Well, my next guest has an interesting solution, one that he thinks will help farmers recover their stolen property and act as a deterrent to would-be thieves. James O'Neill, and this, by the way, comes through a not-for-profit. James O'Neill is the Development Manager of Property Marketing Ireland. Tell us about this air code stamp and how it works.
Good afternoon, Marianne.
Afternoon to you.
Well, I suppose the first thing to say is property theft is one of the biggest security challenges in Ireland today. And, you know, within every community, every year, households, farmers, small businesses experience the trauma of being a victim of theft or burglaries.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of the coin, on Garda Síochána do amazing work because every year hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of stolen property is recovered from the hands of criminals. But all too often, there is no way of identifying its rightful owners. And property marketing...
Does every farmer not know, have an intimate relationship with a tractor, no?
Pardon?
Does every farmer not know his own machinery?
No, well, it's you know, it's all of the farming equipment. It's down to construction power tools. It's you know, fencers on farms. You know, quads. All of those.
All of those. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So what's the idea?
The idea is that every household in this country has an air code, and that air code is a unique identifier to their address.
Yeah.
And over the last couple of years, we've carried out a pilot program where we began to mark people's valuables with their air code. And when we looked through the joint policing committees, which exist in every local authority, we found in the pilot areas that there was a dramatic reduction in the number of property crimes and burglaries in those specific areas.
And why would that be? Because how would any would-be thief know that this air code thing had been done?
Well, part of the, it's a community-led crime prevention program.
Okay.
And part of that program is in the participating communities, when they've completed the process of marking their property with this piece of technology, is that they put up signage in their geographic areas. And it makes it very clear to the would-be travelling criminal gangs that they are entering a geographic area that has their property security marked.
Right. Now, how does the mark show? I mean, this is presuming that people travel from Dublin or travel from wherever. I remember the concern in Tipperary a few years ago because of the motorways. But, how do you know this cannot... How does it look, first of all?
OK, so the piece of technology... Which we didn't invent the wheel. We found that North Yorkshire Police Force, as we were looking at the benefits of possibly using your air code, had worked with a company in the UK to design this piece of technology, which can be mobile and is carried around in a, for all the world, like a suitcase, and it is able to imprint onto that valuable, whether it is plastic or metal or whatever the material is. Different programs make sure that it is indented with tiny little dots to produce the unique householder's air code. So it's a permanent mark.
And commute to me, could you weld over it?
Yes, indeed. It's a very good question. You could weld over it, but for most items, we mark them on two locations. And what we call, we mark it overtly, where it is visible but not very obvious. And then we mark it covertly, which the machine or the piece of technology is able to mark it in a smaller size, and we place that in a very remote part of the valuable. And then we get the householder or business or construction firm to fill in a register where they can record or take pictures of where they have marked their property.
It sounds like a really good idea. How much does it cost?
It's well, it's community-based, and this is the great point. It's free. If the number of items that have been requested to be marked is under five items. And then if we move into the farming community or tradespeople who very often have their livelihoods in their vans.
Yes, indeed.
And we've seen a spike of 35% in that in the last 2 years. So €2 per marking is the cost. Because we are a community-based project, we want, it's a bit like the herd inoculation. The greater number of households in any geographic participating, the more effective the crime prevention programme is.
I think it's very, very interesting that the actual crime rate itself went down just because of this. I thought it would be, you know, we found Mary's tractor or Joe's combine or whatever. But the actual crime rate went down. Well, listen...
Yes, and I think, Marion, that you know, if somebody has taken valuables and they're in, you know, let's say a van or a truck or a lorry, and an Garda Síochána who are actively involved in this programme through
right.
the crime prevention officers, and they find items of property that have an air code on it not belonging to the driver of the van, then that results in problems for that driver. So I think it is the fear of being caught with property that now has a unique mark on it has resulted in that reduction in those three pilot areas.
Right. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, we have a website,
yeah.
but also just to say that the joint policing committees have really come on board in this. The piece of equipment costs about €5,000, and in three counties we're up and running at the moment where the local authority has agreed to purchase that machine.
What counties are they?
They are the counties of Sligo, Cavan and Monaghan. We have a commitment where there will be machines arriving very soon, the next coming weeks, to Louth, Donegal, Longford, Clare and Tipperary. So this is beginning to...
Oh, you're getting your spread, yeah. Well, listen, well done to you and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And I'd say loads of people would be very, very interested in that. Don't have to be farmers, as you say, at all.
No, and it has the ability to mark, let's say, items like saddles. We can mark leather, so for the equestrian industry.
Oh, yeah, because they're nicked all the time.
They're nicked all of the time. And as I say, construction workers as well. So it's available to all stakeholders in the community. And the community themselves get trained in the use of the machine, and they go out and they mark their neighbours valuables. So it strengthens the community structure within the counties also.
Well, listen, well done to you. And that was James O'Neill, folks. That sounds like a really, really good idea. And thank you indeed for talking to us.